This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
And I've already moved on. I've started watching tape. I'm immersed in college and pro scouting right now and talking about contracts and negotiations and different things. And that's one, I think for me, that's one of the blessings of my job is it's very seasonal. And I'm in now one of my most favorite seasons, which is the off season, which is not, it's a misnomer because it's my busiest time of the year. But I love being a part of the solution. And that's what we'll be.
That was Eric DaCosta at the Ravens season-ending press conference previewing the offseason, and he told no lies there. It wasn't exactly a really busy offseason for the Ravens one way or another. A complete 180 from the year prior offseason, Jason, where it was a mass exodus of free agents, mass exodus of coaching staff and scouting department, where this year the Ravens are going to run it back with a lot of their 2024 team. You're looking at guys that played significant snaps for the Ravens that left. It was really just Patrick McCary and Brandon Stevens. And in terms of offseason additions outside of the draft, of course, DeAndre Hopkins, Chidobe Awuzie, you brought in John Jenkins, the defensive lineman recently. But it's a lot of the same, a lot of continuity in Baltimore. Can't say that in Pittsburgh.
No.
Cincinnati, they got a lot of drama going on. Cleveland just stinks.
All kinds of stuff.
But look at the rest of the AFC, where even Kansas City, Jason, they had to trade Joe Tooney. They weren't able to bring him back.
We're not sure about their offensive line. Is it better? I don't know.
The Bills, they have some question marks as well.
Well, they signed Bosa, and he's banged up already, right?
Exactly. So it's been, in terms of players, not, you know, on the field, of course, the Ravens had a whole heck of a situation with Justin Tucker.
But
in terms of players on the field, it's been pretty drama-free, yeah. Status quo.
Yeah, I mean, look, you look at the various moments in time this offseason, right? And we've had the Dolphins sort of going to war with Tyreek Hill, and then now him realizing he's stuck with them and they're stuck with him, so you're trying to put that genie back in the bottle. We got Myles Garrett coming out trying to pretend he didn't really want out, and trying to sort of pretend like he wants to be a Brown when we know he's only there because they kept throwing money at him till he came back. How'd that work out with the quarterback they're trying to get rid of? Like, New England's got a new head coach. They think Diggs is going to be a guy to help develop their quarterback, and they've got Diggs answering questions about what was that substance on that video and what was going on there, and Vrabel having to talk about, you know, his team's maturity, and he's not even coached a training camp session there yet. I just, you know, obviously this Aaron Rodgers thing is pretty nuts. The Bengals are going to war with a draft pick who's never even played a practice down with them, and we're sitting here and it's like, well, could they use another pass rusher? Sure. Like, could they use a jack-of-all-trades offensive lineman like Patrick McCary? Yeah. But, like, do they need to get Lamar done? And that is a biggie, but it's not like that's contestuous. It's not like Lamar is going to say anything about it, or Lamar's not pressed. They either get it done or they don't. They either put enough money in front of him or they don't. I suggest you do. But it just feels to me like this is a very tepid, tranquil June for this team, while June has managed to be a somewhat hellacious month in a lot of other NFL cities.
And I'll say it again. Go back to the prior year where you lose Patrick Queen, you lose Jadeveon Clowney, you had to replace three-fifths of your
starting
offensive line.
Can Zach Gore do this? Why did they pick Zach Gore over Denard Wilson? Where's the veteran defensive coaches to put help this thing stay together?
And you're still trying to make sense of the AFC Championship debacle. So
will Derrick Henry fit this offense?
Yes.
At least that was a bigger question mark than anything schematically or personnel-wise they're facing right now.
There were a ton of question marks when it came to the Ravens heading into 2024. Now, it proved the Ravens were a damn good team. Lamar Jackson had a historic year. Derrick Henry had a historic year. But the pieces are there for them to make a run. And Eric DaCosta, in that quote, he referenced, hey, this was going to be a quiet offseason, but the Ravens have a lot of decisions to make next year, and that includes the Lamar Jackson deal. Ravens have a bunch of free agents. Zay Flowers is up for a contract extension after his third season. So it's not going to be the same exact thing in 2026, so that's why even more so, there's a lot of pressure on the Ravens to finally break through this year. And there's a lot of pressure on, we'll see what happens, and this is months and months from now, of course, but Eric DaCosta, do we see that move at the trade deadline to put them over the top like we didn't see last year?
Yeah, and I just think, look, from a pure position battle, personnel, depth chart thing, what the Chiefs got, sort of what they're dealing with at left tackle, to me, rises to a level far above whether or not Voorhees is a plug-and-play left guard. What even Buffalo's doing, like, okay, so Von Miller couldn't really stay healthy, and now they're trying it with Bosa. Like, if that's not a thing for them, that whole sort of, the whole idea of their ability to get pressure as a defense and having a playoff defense, like, that rises at least to the level of the questions about the Ravens, if not surpasses it. And I think right now they've got the cupboards even a little more bare for them from an edge rushing standpoint than what we have here. Cincinnati's defense is just a hole. That's such a huge red flag / question mark / area of concern. Pittsburgh in the quarterback position and whether that's really enough of an upgrade. Like, I feel like they're all, take the drama and controversy part out of it, just from a pure football evaluation standpoint, I feel like they all have at least as probing questions about as the Ravens are facing. And in many cases, I think it's more.
And if you want to go hyper local in the conference, talking about the AFC North, and you brought this up earlier in the week, Jason, this may be one of those odd years where the Ravens can run away with this thing. Where last year they had to scratch and claw just to win this division. Pittsburgh had an opportunity to clinch the AFC North in Baltimore.
Yes.
And then, of course, choke down the stretch, and the Ravens were able to steal the division from them. This might be a year where the rest of the North is down and the Ravens maybe could run away with it.
I mean, it's not out of the realm of possibility. And could I see a scenario where the Ravens win 12 games and nobody else wins more than 10? I certainly could. And that 10 wins, by the way, if that's Cincinnati or Pittsburgh, I think that's getting you in the wild card.
Yes.
Because I have a hard time. We talked about this with Pete Prisco. Ben and I talked about this a little bit on the Wanna Bet show, live noon, on my Twitter feed, at Jason Lock
and
Four.
And YouTube.
And YouTube, / at Wanna Bet with us. When you really start drilling down on some of the futures odds on NFL, AFC teams in particular to make the playoffs, that seventh wild card, I think, is going to go to a very pedestrian football team. And it could just be that Cincinnati's offense is good enough to offset a bottom five defense, and they win 9 games with the right tiebreakers, and they're the third wild card.
You bring up Wanna Bet. We're going to have a Wanna Bet segment at 3 o'clock previewing
NBA finals, that was the Bones
and talking
the Bones MLB, recommendation, not ours.
MLB bets. And speaking of the NBA finals, Moak Hamilton covers the NBA for USA Today. He will be joining us at 3:30, and Jerry Coleman set to join us at 4:30 if he wakes up from his nap.
That's a big if. It's a Friday too, and you know the weekend start early for Aloysius. We've talked a fair amount on this show about the Black Lung and what the Ravens are doing to up their
luxury.
Yeah, what they're doing for the richest 1%. And of course, you know, the Orioles wouldn't be far behind. Timing's interesting, but blowing out the lower level, the press box, turning that into an exclusive club. It's interesting. Everybody, all the taxpayers contribute to the $600 million they want. And boy, a lot of these upgrades are probably only going to benefit a very select few in terms of your earning ability. But I'm sure Jerry has some thoughts on that. I'm sure they did not consult with Aloysius before they did that. I saw where Uncle Ruby, he sold his ski chalet for like $20 million.
I did not see that.
Yeah, I mean, he still has like five other homes, so don't fret about that. But yeah. he's got the money to buy the Magna Carta. Team's payroll, no commitments, you know, beyond this season going anywhere. But yeah, I guess in April, Scott sold a ski chalet for like $19.5 million.
I'd take 19.5.
How many guys on this team make $19.5 million a year?
That'd be no one.
None.
That would be no one.
None.
Tyler O'Neill's close though.
Way too close.
He's very, very close.
Fire the GM.
We're going to recap the Orioles-Tigers series finale last night, and Tarek Skubal had a Tarek Skubal type of performance against the Birds. But coming up next, Kyle Hamilton had a really good year last year, but didn't have the splash plays that he made in 2023. Are we going to see more of those splash plays in 2025? And could he be a good bet, a nice value play for Defensive Player of the Year? We'll tell you next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom?
Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
On the fan.
Yeah, I mean, I've gotten that question a lot, and my answer has been the same every time. I really don't care. I appreciate the coaches and the staff for entrusting me with all that responsibility and try to do my best with it and do as well as I can at all those positions. But it really doesn't make a difference to me.
That was Kyle Hamilton prior to the NFL draft, Jason, where he was asked the question if he would like to see the Ravens draft a safety so he can play more around the line of scrimmage. This, according to NFL Next Gen Stats. Through the first 10 weeks of the season, that was when the Ravens' defense was horrible, Kyle Hamilton spent over half of his defensive snaps in the box or in the slot, with an average depth from the line of scrimmage of 5.3 yards.
Yep.
However, Hamilton's role changed significantly.
We chronicled it in real time.
Moving to deep safety on over two-thirds of the plays. So that's 70% with an average depth of 9.5 yards. And, of course, the Ravens' defense went from being among the worst in football to among the best in football with that move. But Hamilton didn't have the same splash plays that he had in 2023. Just one interception, 9 passes defensed. Two sacks, all of those numbers less than 2023. Still a very effective season, don't get me wrong, but could we see more of the splash plays this year?
I think we could dream on a return to something more like 2023 with the Chuck Pagano here now, with them addressing safety in the very forthright manner they did, which is taking one in the first round who probably, definitely deserved to go higher, but when teams are reaching at certain positions and you're going to have, you know, clamoring for quarterbacks, it's going to push certain people down the board. But just as a potential day one impact football play, you know, I think they're going to find they got value in where they took Starks. And then just the recalibrations they made last year, the upgrades to the coaching staff, I think he can return. And look, some things did slip last year. You know, opposing quarterbacks completed over 66% of their passes against him. That was 57 the year before. He got beat for more touchdowns. He was in a different role, and he was there to keep things in front of him more than sort of gamble, and there wasn't going to be as much splash. And he did what he had to do to get them back to being a competent defense and to eradicate the game-changing, game-altering miscues that were destroying them on the back end. But, like, as I've started to think about what a defensive player of the year type season for Kyle Hamilton could look like, and I was among the people who thought he could have done it last year, and obviously things got haywire. But, like, I've kind of thought, like, 5-5-5-5-5-5-10. Like, can this guy get, could he pick off 5 balls? Right? Like could he go there? Like, we've seen him, I think, what, his career high previously was 4.
4.
Could he pick off 5 balls and could he break up at least another 5 passes, right? His career high for pass breakups is 5. He had 5 as a rookie, 5 his second year. So can he do that? Can he have 5 sacks? Hasn't done that yet. He's been around that. I think in this role this year, getting the blitz more, not having an Arthur Millette here anymore as a designated slot blitzer, like, I don't think 5 sacks is out of the question. And he's in the past had as many as 10 tackles for loss. Like, okay, that's not a 5, that's a 10. It's a factor of 5. You know, 10 tackles for loss. Can opposing quarterbacks complete less than 50% of their passes on him? Like, he does something like that for a defense that is much more mimicking 2023 than 2024. I think those are the kind of metrics that could keep him in that sort of conversation.
For sure. And like you said, the addition of Malachi Starks can hopefully free him up for that. And here's John Harbaugh. He was asked that question.
It definitely gives us that option. You know, and it's not to say that Kyle won't be back there, because he will be, but But the good news is, like, the offense isn't going to know who's going to be back there on any given play. They're not going to be able to line up and say, okay, Kyle's going to be deep, you know, or even Ardarius is going to be deep. Ardarius, all three of those guys could be on the field a lot. Or Marlon. Marlon can go back and play, can play deep if we wanted him to. But really now it's those three guys, you know, as interchangeable parts, playing any one of those four positions in there. That's pretty exciting.
Now, that was at the post-draft press conference. So Ardarius Washington, we know he suffered the injury, and at best, he'll be back in December. That being said, Jason, do they still need to bring in another safety for you?
I'm not fixated on it. I'm not super concerned about it. No, I think they need to bring in another pass rusher to help the back end out, is what I think they need to do. And like another five. Could he have five combined forced fumbles or fumble recoveries? Like, I know that's a big number. Like, but even last year, he did have two forced fumbles and one fumble recovery, and that was without him playing nearly as much around the line of scrimmage, where he has the potential to tip a ball, strip a ball, hit a ball carrier, boom, at the line of scrimmage and dislodge the ball. Like, that's another five. Like, that's what I'm going to be looking at. I think he can hit a lot of those thresholds.
Now, I know you and Beltway Ben Hall are looking at NFL futures on Wanna Bet, and looking at various books, Kyle Hamilton's plus 5,000 for Defensive Player of the Year. Is that something and you'd be interested in?
It is
in
something
sprinkling?
I played in a market I played in last year, and I think it was more like plus 1,500. So this is
it's a lot of value.
Four times what you were getting for this coming off the 2023 season that we know. Again, that was a breakthrough season for him. What he did on that Monday night game against Brock Purdy. Like, so, yeah, like,
as
I mean, the way he's going to look, like, if he does what I think he can do, this team's going to win a lot of games. There's going to be a lot of primetime games down the stretch. They're going to get, what's it called when they move games? Flexed into more games. And I also look at sort of the state of pass rushers. Miles Garrett just got paid again. That team's going to be god-awful, right? And he's got that thing in his foot that could flare up. Trey Hendrickson, what if he misses two or three games and then comes out? And you know what happens when guys miss a few games and then they sign that big contract? A lot of times, that's a hamstring right around the corner. That's a quad right around the corner, right? You try to justify the contract. You haven't been working out with the team. Boom. You get hurt. Like,
TJ Watt's
been hurt for
like
years,
himself.
And he's going to get paid, and that holdout might bleed into training camp, and that could be like another. Like, you look at the kind of Aaron Donald doesn't play professional football anymore. Like, the time could be right.
What about Parsons? He's one of those big favorites in a contract year. You know, he's going to want to ball out.
He's going to get paid. They're not going to get to play with the lead and let him freelance as much as he likes. We saw that start to happen last year. Now, I get it. He's a popular guy, and there's a bit of a popularity contest element to this. I mean, could he do it? Will it happen at some time? Maybe. I kind of think that Dan Quinn was the best guy possible to position him, to put him into positions to win. And I'm not sure, like, do I think we've seen the best statistical season in Micah Parsons' career? I wouldn't bet against it.
Coming up at 2:45, we're going to go inside the Beltway because no one knows the Angels more than Ben Hall. That much is a certainty.
He is invested. He's invested in the Halo's success.
But coming up next, before we preview the Orioles-Angels series, we have to look back at the series finale last night. Tarek Skubal, the O's stood no chance against him. And we'll also recap Mean Dean Kramer's start as well.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Next on The Fan.
I mean, I don't think that's what you're feeling before the game. I think maybe after the game you have some, you understand why the hitters didn't score 8 today. And I think that's fair. I mean, I think none of us really want to stand in the box against him. It's probably why we're sitting in this room right now. But no, when you go in the game, I think the way you're beating that guy is it's a walk, it's a double, it's a 3-run homer, something along those lines. You got to get guys on base, right? And the guy's battled, punched out only 6 times against probably the best pitcher in baseball right now. I think you kind of take some solace in that.
That's interim manager Tony Mancelino. They only struck out 6 times against Schuylville.
I needed one more.
Looking for some positives.
I needed one more. There were plenty of chances. 2 strike counts all over the place. The Kobe Mayo walk, it looked like Schuylville thought he had him.
Yeah, the Orioles, they got some base runners the first couple of innings, but after that, Schuylville.
Their shot was the first inning. He did not have his feel and his touch.
Westberg, first at bat.
Like, he couldn't even really command the fastball the way he would want to. The fastball / sinker velo was a tick down, and he was clearly fighting the changeup. He didn't get any punch outs in the first inning. He was falling behind guys, and you kind of knew once he registered a few punch outs and got through into that lineup a little bit, that he would settle down. And look, he didn't give up anything in the first run, so I'm not implying they got to him, but I think that was the chance to get to him.
Absolutely. Again, the first at-bat of the game, Westberg, it looked like that was going to go off the wall, an extra base hit to start the game, but Schuylville ended up 7 shutout innings, 3 hits, uncharacteristic 2 walks in that game for him, and 6 strikeouts, and it's just another lefty, and granted, he's the best lefty in the game, that dominated the O's.
Yeah. The numbers are pretty staggering now, folks. We're up to 663 plate appearances against lefties on the season. No small sample size. 203 batting average, last in the majors. Sorry, Gigi. 278 on base against lefties. That's 25th. 277 slug against lefties. That is dead last by a mark. Like, the next worst slugging percentage against lefties in the majors is 325. These guys are at 277. The league average is 369, Bone. 277. Nice. That's pathetic. 555 OPS, worst in baseball. 29th is 608. The league average OPS against lefties is 660. They're at 550. Isolated slug against lefties, 0.074. Far and away the worst in the league. averages 134. They're 28th in Major League Baseball in hard hit rate against lefties. They have 8 home runs against lefties. That's second worst in the league. 15 is the average. 47 runs driven in, 28 against lefties, 28th. League average is 71. And they face another lefty tomorrow in Anderson, who they couldn't do much against in Anaheim.
So the Orioles, after winning 6 straight, they have lost 2 straight series. And let's get to the pitching side of it. The Mancino announced yesterday that instead of starting Kramer, he started Keegan Aiken.
And it worked.
And it did work. And you got the Kerry Carpenter, and his numbers against lefties and righties are kind of night and day.
Yep.
And then Mean Dean, it was sort of like a Cade Povich type outing where he went 7 innings.
Yeah.
He had a season high 8 strikeouts.
2 meatballs.
2 meatballs. And that was the difference. He gave up 4 runs in that one inning. And then after that final homer, he retired 13 of his last 14
and
batters.
It was interesting because it seemed like he couldn't command the splitter early. And then the splitter became probably his go-to putaway pitch as he started racking up some strikeouts once he got 2 spins through the lineup. No, look, I if desperation and blowing the first third of the season doesn't lend itself to some inspiration and creativity to how they approach some of these games, then they're even bigger fugazi frauds than I thought. So, like, yeah, this was the perfect time to do it. It was the perfect lineup to do it against. I'm glad they did it, even though you can make the case, oh, well, Aiken picked an inning before. No. He's the best lefty they have. He's the one who's best equipped to do this. The way they were going to stack their lineup made sense. You knew that, look, you'd be lucky to get 2 runs against Skubal, so you need to throw everything at the kitchen sink and hope you do squirrel 1 or 2 away early and that this thing works. You're not going to beat them in a bullpen game. Nobody's going to mix and match better than Hinch, but they came in kind of putting Hinch on and that lineup on their heels. They lost the game because they couldn't touch Skubal. Most people can't. And when they did touch him, it was soft contact. The Tigers have a really good bullpen, and this team doesn't score a lot of runs.
No, they don't. Gunner had that hit in the first inning, and then Dylan Carlson had the other 3 hits in the ball game for the Orioles. But you heard Tony Mancino there, and the O's are in a stretch where they don't have an off day for a while, and you hate to look at moral victories when they're 13 games below 500, but it was big for Dean to complete 7 innings.
Absolutely.
With this long stretch.
Yeah. Again, what they did from the pitching side was smart, and it worked. Carlson keeps making a case to stick around.
And I liked
Kobe Mayo's at-bats.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Like, I thought this was another, we're kind of in baby steps mode here. But given how dramatically bad it was last summer, like, I was impressed with his approach and his sort of plan. I liked what he did.
Absolutely. Orioles, they now welcome the Angels to town. It's a 7:05 first pitch. Apple TV, everybody, tonight. No Masson. Apple TV. So 6:00 Baltimore baseball tonight. It's Bob Haney, Mike Bordick.
Do we even know which team? They've got all their different broadcasts.
I'm sure it's probably out there, but I'll effort it during the break. But on the other side of the break, we're going to go inside the Beltway because Beltway Ben Hall, he knows the Angels inside and out.
He's a Halo watcher.
He is going to provide an expert scouting report of the Angels next on The Fan.
No one is complaining. They work hard, and that's the way they go about their business. And right now, we're getting the benefit of it. As they say, we're getting the fruit of the labor, and we just got to stay the course. Stay the course. I always say you got to sustain first, and then once you sustain, then you get to be consistent. But you can't be consistent if you don't sustain. They work one before the other. Sustain and then consistency. Now we just got to sustain. And as long as we sustain, and our starting pitching keep doing what it's doing, and we get consistency throughout the lineup, the way we have been getting it, where it's not one guy every night, we're going to be okay.
That's Angels manager Ron Washington talking about the Halos.
Like Beltway Ben.
Just a game below 500, 33-34.
They got hot as soon as the O's left Anaheim.
They've won 7 of 9 heading into the series tonight. And If we're talking Angels, we have to talk to our guy, Beltway Ben Hall. Give us a scouting report of these guys.
I think, first of all, the best bet, they should call me in as a consultant, and we can figure out what to do, because there are some fixes, I think, with this team that can win, right?
Yeah.
If you look at statistically slugging, stuff like that, they're not over-mashing the ball.
Yeah.
But the guys in their lineup know what to do in big spots, and they've been doing it. And the one thing that stands out to me, I've watched them a lot lately since giving out them to make the playoffs on Wanna Bet.
18-1, a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, 18-1, you can find it on YouTube, Wanna Bet.
YouTube.com/@WannaBetWithUs.
That's where you can find it. But
just go to YouTube and type in Wanna Bet.
Oh, and we come up immediately, and we're taking over the world.
One subscriber at a time. We're now in triple digits.
Exactly that. But they got a 2.52 ERA in the bullpen. And the guy that stands out to me, Reed Detmers.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this is a guy that, and his ERA is 5. People who don't watch will look at it and be like, horrible. They move him to the bullpen. He's probably furious. He goes out and is getting shelled in his first 10 outings. His last, like, 14 outings, he's given up one earned run. He closed the other night against the Angels, had to face 1-2-3, and looked pretty damn sharp.
It's a super live arm. It's always been a super live arm.
Yeah, and I think, for now at least, they're fine with saying, all right, we need you to be big in our bullpen, because Connor Brogdon, Hector Neris, who, since his one great year with the Astros, hasn't been able to find himself. Like, Ron Washington knows the buttons to push, and it just, I'm scared because I don't know if the pitching can hold up the way it has. But you say Kikuchi had an awesome year last year after getting traded, was still great, played a pretty big role on that Astros team. He starts the season off getting hit around a little bit. He's been brilliant since. And he talked about the starting pitcher, Tyler Anderson. I always talk about
Gets it done.
Exactly.
I don't know how.
It's not pretty. It's
Go
ugly.
Look at his StatCast page. You'd think he gets lit up like a pinata.
And then you see the 87-mile-an-hour fastball down the middle of the guy missing. It's like, what is going on? But he gets out. Like, that's what they have with their team. And you have to just look through this lineup. Zach Neto, stud.
Stallion.
Nolan Schanuel. I'm telling you, I keep saying it, one of the best two hitters in baseball. I mean, watch the guy. And we actually do have Ron Washington, one of my favorites, talking about Schanuel here.
You know, I don't know if you guys seen it, but when they walked Neto, he sort of took a back to it. And he went up there and did what he had to do, put the ball in play. That's what he can do. And that's all we needed right there. Now he's figuring it out. A base hit is what he can get. He can hit a double, he can hit a triple, he can hit a home run, but I'm just saying, he's one of those kids that you can probably wake up in the snow and throw a pitch at him and he can get a base hit.
284, 383, 89 slash line. That was coming off of, they intentionally, the A's, I was watching this game late night. I love watching late night baseball. They intentionally walk Zach Neto to face Schanuel, to which he mashes a ball up the middle. I mean, the guy just knows what he's doing. And he doesn't hit for power. It's not what he does.
And that, but he knows that's not him. And even though he's a first baseman, he doesn't care. He's a throwback. He wants to make that pitcher throw at least 7 or 8 pitches in that at-bat. He wants to go with the pitch and just splay it where he has to splay it and move the chain. He understands what he's a tough at-bat.
Let's go to tonight, Ben. If the Orioles do win this series, you'd have to think they win game one. And if you're the odds in front of me right now, Orioles are pretty heavy favorites at -185, in large part because Jack Konawitz is the starter for the Angels tonight.
A brutal, brutal starter. And like every time I see him take them out, I told Jason, since giving out that play, like I'm watching them like a fan. But this dude, if there's a guy that the Orioles should be shelling it to, right?
Yes.
10 home runs to left-handed pitching. It's not good on the road, 6 ERA on the road. And it's just consistent. Like, this guy has been getting shelled. They haven't been able to figure things out with him. Lefty batters are slugging .535 against him this season. And it's every single outing. Like, we've seen growth with some of their players. This dude, there's been no growth.
I know it's a healthier lineup now. But I do remember we were coming back from the game. We went to see Bryce Eldridge in playing for Richmond in Harrisburg. We were listening to this game driving back. And this kid got 17 outs against the Orioles in Anaheim.
That is true. Yeah. 100%. We're like sitting in the car just shaking.
How is this happening?
Yeah.
And the other variable, of course, and we're going to get more into it at 3:15, is Charlie Morton starting for the Orioles coming off a brutal.
There's that. And like Trout's back, and Adele is killing the ball. Logan O'Hoppe is a legitimate power hitting catcher. I know he's cooled off lately, but I think this ballpark will play well for him. We mentioned Neto and Schanuel. Like, Soler can run into something. Like, it's kind of a sneaky good lineup.
Taylor Ward can change a game.
Yes, he can.
Like, and you can look at his numbers again. Like, a lot of people will look at some of these guys' numbers and be like, this team's whatever. The long ball has changed a ton of games for them. Just timely hitting, and that's what they do.
And I would also assume, Ben, going into your playoff play, just looking at the AL West as a whole, Seattle is cratered. Texas is nowhere near lived
can't
to their preseason expectations. And the Athletics have cratered.
Oh, absolutely. 100%. And I also talked about, like, we talked about the bullpen, whatever. Kenley Jansen, not at this point in his career, not a huge fan. But it's not like they're throwing out TJ McFarland. Like,
right.
He can close games. He is good enough to close games, and he's done it so long. I just would love to see them, like right now, go grab two relievers or grab a starter and a reliever, because you heard Wash talk about, like, hopefully the starting pitching can hold up, because again, like tonight, I think we're going to see the Orioles annihilate.
Well, what about this? All they've done is draft college arms for like three straight drafts. Are any of them? And we know they rush people.
Christian Moore,
the eighth overall pick from last year, not a pitcher, a hitter, but he's already coming. We know they rush their kids to the majors faster than anybody else. But like, you're going to tell me they didn't hit on any of these arms? Like, none of them could be number three starters?
Well, another bad thing for their bullpen, Ben Joyce. Throwing heat, and you knew the injury was coming. He gets hurt at the beginning of this year, and he's done for the year. And it's like unfortunate, because that's another arm you take out of their bullpen, and now it's in a rough spot. But for a while, they were getting highly criticized for the way that they do things with rushing guys up. Shannon Wall, I'd say it's working pretty damn good. Zach Neto is working pretty damn
great.
Christian Moore, this kid was a stud at Tennessee. If he struggles the next few weeks, and all of a sudden in September turns it on like Neto did, like.
I think it's going to be a tough series for the O's.
I agree.
Orioles-Angels series opener tonight, 7:05 first pitch at Camden Yards. Birds have dropped two straight series, looking to pick up a series win over the weekend. We're going to get back into the Orioles, take a look at Charlie Morton. How big is tonight's start for Charlie Morton? We'll let you know at 3:15. But coming up next, usually we have Ariel Epstein at 3 every Friday, but something came up for Ariel. So Beltway Ben Hall's best plays. Jason will get your... It's the Wanna Bet best plays of the week. That's next on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.